My name is Peter St. Majuna. I will nominate Hope Malchus to be our acting chairperson for today. Thanks a lot, members from the ANC that have nominated me back to for the day. Because I know the chairperson, because of the rugby, is so popular. And, you know, she will be at the place for the team. And with these words, I'd like to welcome all the honorable members present here today at this meeting of women, youth, children, and the disabled. And at the same time, I'd like to welcome, because I believe we are supposed to have the National Youth Development Agency Youth Meeting. And I'd like to welcome them present at this meeting too. Then we have our researchers here, and I think it's important that they should feel welcome. And as a team, this is a new ministry that we are oversighting. So we have quite a number of observers within our meeting, and I think it is very good. The agenda for today is the briefing by the National Youth Development Agency. And then the adoption of the budget processes, plus the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of June 2009. Procedure will be, when it comes to the briefing, all members will be the members and everyone here will be present. And then once we are completed, after interrogating, you know, our position, then everyone can join. And then we as members will remain behind to look at the other portions of the agenda. But I think what is important is everyone should introduce themselves, that we know exactly who is in this meeting. Who are the honorable members? Because the majority of myself is new. And who is the National Youth Development Agency? And we go to our support staff, and after that we go to the other side of the table. That is exactly who is in the meeting. I think you are aware of that. I am Hope Marker, and I'm a member of the National Assembly. Thanks a lot. We'll go over to the side of the table because I have heard from the meeting that we don't. Oh, thank you. Now this can start to produce new cells and come to the National Development Agency. It just stops at the court and it starts with the people.
My name is Lombani, from the General Finance and the Ministry of Education.
And the address is number 5.
Good morning, I'm Kashifa Adams, the researcher overseeing Trauma Services.
Good morning everyone, Krista Levendale, the researcher for the Committee on Women and Gender Issues.
Good morning, I'm from PNG. My name is Shirley Williamson. We are reporting and we'll have our report up on the website for this committee. May I make... Must I repeat? This one?
No, what? According to the technician, the lights on that side is the rubber lighting. So if it's going to produce itself on my left, that comes to the front and to the range of action. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kirsten Sally. I'm also with also.
Can I introduce myself, please?
My name is Farah Kudmiji. I'm from the IMSCOLE Foundation. Thank you.
From what foundation?
IMSCOLE.
What is that?
This is German Foundation, and we work with civil society, promotion of dialogue, and supportive spaces for dialogue, and strengthening dialogue between civil society and democratic institutions. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for that, ma'am. Uncle Mimbisha, thank you for teaching us a lot. The only thing that I before we go into a foundation meeting, that when it comes to these meetings, they are important. And even if I gave an apology, I know everything is so new, but I think you have to be on time. Because honorable members are on time to expect whoever comes to the meeting to be on time too. Are you going to apologize? And I think another one from the IFC Mr. Bainas is here. Thanks a lot. So we have the apologies at the moment. And I think it will be really important, seeing that you know exactly now who is the Youth Development Agency, who's the CEO and who's the CFO, that we will receive a report from you. And I see that what we require is what's in the report, because we need to have background, because people are new, and some people know the National Youth Development Agency is. Is that fine? Who's going to speak? The CEO? Thank you. Over to you. And I'd like members to listen. And once you complete it, then people like questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Captain, good morning, honorable members. My name is Maureen Bujani. I'm the Chief Executive Chief Operating Thank you.
For Sometimes a jobless growth, in terms of the economy, Thank you. Thank you.
setting speaks to the group of the children, which speaks to where the new benefits and the students' opportunities. Here we're looking at the life of Nestle, with Sanctuary, with Hunter, with Hunter, with Felsi, with lots more of the resumes. At the heart of this construction is what we do approach the kind of person. Get an interest in them, unfortunately, in them, giving opportunities to young people of one form or another, including here in the city. These are what we call the same opportunities for the third ice cream, and get ice cream on companion from Redway, and at the end of the day, that for the end for men, for the kind of men and any Nazis, they can come here 3,000 days from the 4,000 days from the city. To separate family content in what has been done for them, for those young people in this past additional year, and with the satisfaction we can be great, and so far as most are concerned, we start to compete now because of the downturn in the economy, a lot of the businesses are still happy, and so far. One thing that we are concerned about, which we wish to manage the checklist, is the possible adoption of a special genome transition. Also, we need to make sure that the partners that we are asking for some of the government. Also, lastly, Now, you know, with the water treatment,
and also funded the training on them on project assessment and did a project assessment of 50 million rand, which we expect that by March 2010 we'll be continuing to cash on hand of 50 million rand. Just to note a couple of things, honourable members, that obviously, as my colleague has alluded, we have, over the past couple of years, based on the resources that have been allocated to Kibombo, for example, in 2008-2009, only had an allocation of 5 million rand. So a lot of funding that we made during that period actually resulted from the collection that we have made during the 2008-2009. And also, since the inception of the Kibombo, we have never had any qualification in terms of our accounts. And we have held the, for the past 8 years, we have been unqualified for the support. And also the other thing is, but with the transition, obviously from the UIF and NYC to the new Independent Agency, what we did not take and currently discussing with the treasury is around the issue of the cost associated with the transition. I hope that within the next couple of weeks we will have reached an agreement with the National Treasury in terms of assisting with funding the transitional cost. As in terms of the submission that's made for the Islamic Union, then it's not necessarily cater for that, for those unforeseen costs in terms of the transition. And also, I think we do continue to work with our partners in terms of managing funding. And I think it's something that, it will be also a key focus in terms of going forward with the National Development Agency. With that, Madam Chair, I'd like to thank you.
actually has one organization, and what new wing do we go? What new wing do we go? For purpose of collection of the loan, more than 500 million worth of loan, more than 500 million worth of loan that are out there in the field of production. And if the risk is not possible, it's not really, what we can do is to keep the shell of international fund, the shell itself, so that they can see the collection in the name of international fund. Because what will happen, and it started happening, that you go there and say, you owe NIJ man, you say, here are you, I don't know you, I've never seen you, I've never had any agreement with you. So we keep the share, but we won't have any voting there, depending on the figure and whether you won't change any assets, you know, in this name. All of that is actually transferred to NIJ. We just keep the share for purposes of mitigating the risk of money.
I would like to thank the CEO for the evening. And I'm not saying that God is very professional. And I would like to apologize for cutting short when it comes to achievements. But looking at the achievements, I think everything is in order there. It'll push out the numbers. And I think it's time that when you ask questions of clarity on the people that God made in NYPA. Thank you. Yes, let's wait for we would like to ask the chief we'll start the email and we'll go to the doctor. And then we'll go to the next meeting. The question that I wanted to ask just for the stage is that it also would be very helpful if you indicated specifically the achievement, the area where you the number of groups are. Thank you.
look at a very sad, even a negative picture, I should say, before this big event that we wanted to be, just to show how good we were. Shout out for clarity on that piece. And then, I appreciate you basically lobbying many government departments to support the NI. There are a lot of cross-cutting things, and this is something I mentioned before about our portfolio as well. If this is a job, whose job is that, and where are we going to make sure that we don't feel free to crack the wall, which is going to have to be completely changed, which is yet to be more expensive. I think we really want to watch our money. So we make sure that the money is being used to make the budget, and we're not duplicating, and that we're not wasting money. You mentioned that the show company was going to be checked for credibility in the news and gathering funds. I can understand that from what Tim said, but I don't know that it should necessarily carry on the density once you stand for yourself as your own national market. And if you have got credibility, I think that should happen. So have you got any idea about how long this would last, what you can get to see, or just what it is, a short period?
Thank you for letting us into the geography, but as a mother, as a young woman, as a woman, I would say I'm mostly concerned about this able people. I've got a child. And there's nothing much said about disabled people here, even people who are being okay. I'm very concerned because really they facing problems. The first one is the youth in the overcoming. They don't know what to do. Even if you talk about anything you feel that they're not part of. So I'm looking at the youth in this community to teach you exactly what they the second one is the measure of controversy and I would like to make an appeal to the community that let it be for everybody. Those in the middle of should qualify for the youth in South Africa. And that would bring a big difference to our country. If every child, every youth feels that this means I should be more naturally isolated. And one other thing that I would like to make mention of is fun. I think that should be allocated to the right person. The last thing is the disabled youth. I would say if I change this to my colleagues and to meet a disabled youth, they feel good when they are mentioned. They feel happy when they are taken as human beings. And some of them are born so let's not hide them, let's make them. I have a disabled child who's very intelligent. He's in the IT. He's working in the Kuruma University. And every time people talk, they seem to not to mention the gift from God to them.
Thank you. Alaudu.
Thank you, Chair. I remember the outbreak from last COP, and I wasn't trying to say. I would also like to know what practice do you use to recruit young people? This is a national youth agency, and I wonder if I was thinking of this, this is not simply from certain groups, but this is something that is meant to be for all South Africans, and we should go to all students in whatever sector or whatever area they come from.
Thanks a lot. Then we have people that love head up and the time, except
professor normally spoke the Jewish policy. Then we got investment officers, so loan officers, who actually are the ones who write up investment loans, who actually are the ones who write the loans, the files, two people who write the files, which is like, you know, it's basic to get the loan information. Then we got a management information system, MIS, where we have all the loans placed there, the amount, we've got the figures, we've got the interest of charge, we've got, you know, when we then we have staff at the branches that we actually have to defend, to cover the load, help the branch, etc. And it's all as safe for them quite a time. So we tell the people that we go out, you know, to the people who are owing to pay us and take the money. So that's the thing we have for the government. I'm especially passionate about it. I'm very, very passionate about it.
one company to finish, I said, more to the family than I was, so to see it when you also create an understanding and appreciation for the skills of the competencies and also to prepare people as well from the craft they want to, you know, be in. So sometimes can have perfect passionate approach, for example, and choose the middle member of the community. So we have that campaign, but no campaign by the nature. The other idea that we had, which already was presented by the Secretary, was actually to establish state government in the same way that we established a new environment to specifically ring fence resources for young people and people that we should teach. And that the process is supported to Thank you. profile of their ambition. This is the component of staff with disability extension. But what we also know, some people actually don't disclose
what
they disability to have one mentor. So, I mean, we tend to believe that we have to be totally visually impaired, for example, for you to be categorized as disability. But there's also, we know, a grade of visual impairment that also qualifies as disability. So there is a specific procedure that is done internally to actually enlighten our own members and people of our staff on issues of disability. But certainly, we bring that learning and work better
Just to add on the issue of disability, members, as they all say that the disability can be home. One of the things that we have done is that in terms of our premises around the country, so going to the side, because there was a complaint in that our offices are actually not accessible to people with disabilities. So one of the drives to ensure that our offices are actually, you know, disability friendly, so that young people with disabilities can be able to access our offices, rather than, you know, the previous situation where there was a complaint.
I think in summary, what I need to mention, I use this structure, including that 400 companies, what we have to know whether they are in public. And then you see you can draw inside the outstanding loan, and then it's a geographical space. And what is important is this transfer from knowledge action plan. That, you know, we can speak to it. Because a person could be brought down and simplicity when it comes to the transfer person. And what they need is not your equity, not the equity with the IFS, within the International Youth Development Agency. And the other thing that I wrote down was your strategy on your recruitment guide. Because if you speak about retention, have you got a retention policy in place? Your HR strategy, you know, those things you need to. And then there are other things that go really unclear in your youth commission at the provincial level. And then on the ground, I think you got there, the repealing of the act. For the repealing of the act should have been in the NYDA act. It all should have been the NYDA, the National Commission. But no, this is through the act, because I saw the act sometime last year. Those are the only things. And we'd like to thank you as the Youth Development Agency, the COO, and the acting and the CFO for being so interested in and giving us a very good support because you have the media craziness when it comes to being very professional. And we hope that you'll keep up the good work. And then you come next time to me when you come to your own people. You think you should be unqualified for. That brings to the because you can get an unqualified report with no emphasis and a unqualified report with emphasis on matters. So we didn't clarify the which report is right. Although a few things when it's unqualified and it do have because at least we can introduce something to the auditor general. We'd like to thank you for that. And I think it's very important, more than we now, because we have work to do. And we allow the researchers to leave. Ms. Duncan, I'm not allowing you. We're going to allow, Honorable Duncan, we're going to allow the researchers to leave and the media. And the media and we shall leave. Okay. I think the next session is open to the media until 9, because it's just discussing about 1. For tomorrow when it comes to the paper industry. So there is something that we have here that we'll have to go to the ACC on how we talk and what the first thing that comes to the industry. Thanks a lot. And then I also would like to thank the committee earlier on, the Honourable Dr. Chabalala, because all, as you know, she did a lot of groundwork when it came to the, you know, to success and to our women and to our children and our people. Thanks a lot, ma'am. We appreciate it. When you look at page one, it is just the agenda, plus the people that were present within that meeting. This was the meeting that we had with the Minister of Women, Youth, Children, and Persons with Disability on the state of readiness of the department on the budget vote within a financial year. So are you satisfied with the first page? Let's look at the second. Then we have the summary of the 14 meetings. We have the minister's thoughts to this department that were actually put into place. And then we as the committee raised our concerns. And these are all our concerns we raised there. Because I know for our funding, the readiness, we spoke to the National Youth Development and then the comments that were made are actually on the next page. But are you satisfied with page 2 and the past over? Let's go to page 3, the comments from the committee. I think everything is there that is positive. Can we pass over? Because we had a report from the research center, and that research report is there. It was right on the question. And then Mrs. Abrams spoke to us and we have a now. Satisfied with her, please. Let's go to page 4, recommendations. Yes, Honourable Doctor. Yes.
I think when they comment,
that's okay.
I don't know what the difference to their work. The paragraph and
that was fast last year. Fine. Let us have to send it to the platform. Anything else on page 2? Page 4. And just recommendations. I would like the minutes adopted
who is the mover for this minute, the adoption of the minute? And then I need a second. Because when it comes to education, there are members for we initiate it, and then when it comes to policy, we are policy makers. How do the other members feel?
Maybe the word formulated is not in line, maybe initiate further to legislation.
So initiate. Is that the order of the we got the mover and seconded for the minute. Now, can we speak on it?
Jefferson, can we maybe speak on the minute? There's just a question that I want to ask.
Just ask the question in case it goes into the next check that
okay, because I just want to know whether our staff or the researchers could find out what the situation now is with the youth. Whether the youth in segregation will be part of the new ministry on women, children and people with disabilities, or is they to be made in the same ministry. And they be cleared out by everybody for that matter.
We'll leave it as such at the moment. Minutes are expected. But we'll check on that one. That will be like a matter I can collect. For looking at the youth development agency will be coming back to us again. And then there's something else that we have to talk to you in my comment. Yes? That's what I want to say was my comment, that everyone gets the let's go to the next one. I don't know what the person calls us next, but tomorrow we're having the budget vote one of the presidency. And you know, according to these minutes, there were certain concerns that we raised. Because the ministry was not in place, we didn't look at the strategic plan. We didn't look at the budget for the financial year 2009-2010. So this, something will have to go to the ACC for tomorrow. Because the report of the committee will be in the ACC. And the committee coordinator worked on something.
and I just read it to everyone, and I read it slowly. And just here, I report on the Portfolio Committee on Women with Children and Persons with Disabilities on Budget Part 1, Ministry of Women, we don't have it on the background copy, Ministry of Women, Youth, Children and Persons with Disabilities, dated the 23rd of June 2009. And that's the shortened form of the minute now, a summary. The Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth, Children and Persons with Disabilities, having considered Budget Book 1 and the strategic plan of the department and its entities, notes the following. I think that's really important. The Department of Women, Youth, Children and Persons with Disabilities is a newly established department and therefore does not have a strategic plan and budget for the financial year 2009-2010. The report has been included in the budget of the presidency for the current financial year. Because as you see there, the status quo still remains. We have the focal point, I mean the special programs unit. And then two, the absence of a strategic plan and a budget for the financial year 2009-10 has created confusion on the way forward for the ministry. And then the third point, the Office on the Rights of the Child, Office on the Status of the Disabled Person, and Office for the Status of Women, which were programs previously located within the presidency, but are currently with a new department, do not have sufficient plans and budget for the financial year 2009-2010. And then the committee agreed that we will come now to any questions and clarifications. The committee agreed that we would engage further with the department on the establishment of the new department. And the committee recommends that the budget book be passed. No complicated things because this book is God's decision. I think it's open to discussion because when it comes to bullet points 3, I'm not sure whether we got it in that section. Thank you.
Everything that deals with women, youth, children, and people with disabilities is still under the presidency. Presidency requested that it still stays there for the financial year of IEC. And they were very clear on that, if you ever remember. So I cannot see how we as members or this standing committee can actually even talk on on maybe we can contribute to the teachers throughout this little party, giving us an opportunity to speak on these sectors. But I don't think that we actually have that right at the moment. The next concern is the next issue is the fact that that we have to look at them. That's really a big part in the fact that we also spoke about the legality problem in establishing the department. And that's what we will talk to think about what they did already for being done. But that we as a committee will come in at a time when the appropriation in September, October is going to take place. So I think that Chairperson, as member of the committee and as a member of the committee, I am very concerned and I think that we should get the minister in and somebody from the presidency as well and treasury to tell us how they think we should interact and or just give us their view how we can take it forward until we get ISS as a new department.
Thank you so much for that input. Any other input? What people have looked, seem that you have the report concerns if you look at the report. And let's see what changes will have to be made. Because I agree fully we didn't look at the budget vote of the presidency. That is helpful. What we looked at was part of a program, and I think it's program 3. When it's, you know, under policy development, when it comes to the presidency. So I think the correction we should make then is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth, Children and Persons with Disabilities on Program 3 relating to, all of the reports as a collective within the presidency. Yes, I'll research as well.
Program 3 is called Executive Coordination.
Yes.
It's taken into consideration from the OSW, the OSC, and the OSC.
Fine. So I think we have to just change it to Program 3 consideration. I think we'll have to help the coordinator, you know, on the wording and then relating to those three. You know, OSW. OSW, disability, youth, and children. Then I think that is the
question.
Yeah.
Chairperson, it's one idea that we really
established.
They are not being established yet.
Yes.
They are maybe identified or, but they are not, we can't use those yet.
Now, where are you just? And now let's look at the next paragraph because we rectify just the
header.
Let us look at the portfolio committee on women, youth, children and persons with disabilities having considered. They will put the having considered program 3 and say it's the existing book relating to that. I don't think we have a strategic plan.
No.
So we take out the strategic plan. We only look at those three things and we look at the cost. We look at the cost. They look at the cost. Yeah, the cost. That was the cost of the community.
Yes.
Oh, yes, so we have to put that in. Then we have to say, let's look at the next bullet point. It's the Department of Women, Youth, Children and Disabilities in the newly established department. But is the newly established department?
No, because
those are the
not being established yet.
All right, let us just hear. Let us just hear from the other researchers. Is there something that you would like to say?
you know, the word in there, how do we see it? Because it's not a legal structure.
I think before the Bible established it, and then this court document which needs to be established, and I think the specific term would be one of them.
Yeah.
I think she's got, I don't think she has said that the Bible was established, but one of those core memorandums of association or court documents are not there, so you can't say established. I think
because we need more wording, because I think this memorandum that we just put into the ICC is what we call, there is a special word addition. I can't think of the word, and we need, I can't think of anything. What do you think? I'm looking for words now. Yes?
Can you just clear up me, were we requested as a committee by who to respond in the vote of tomorrow? I think the best would be that if we do respond, that we do not necessarily go under the presidency under vote one, that we do not necessarily have to talk about the new department that they see established and all of it, but that we generally think about women, youth, children, people of persons with disabilities. Because I would want to believe that under the presence of this vote, one can speak about just almost, you know, through in those three programs, but that we do not speak on behalf, or that there's not a message that goes out on behalf of the standing for this, because in actual fact, we do not have a department, we do not have an established minister, and I cannot see how in any other way we can do it.
Honourable Member, our research, the last research coordinator just speaks to it, and then we look at the word, because we oversight the something. And what we overtake will have to be in the ICC. Yes, good night.
In terms of the ICC, the budget vote one of the first place was a request from the committee to consider for consideration and report. And therefore this class is based on the request by Parliament to consider budget for both one to the first by this committee. That's what the committee is asking. But we are prepared to consider the agenda report.
Anyone else that would like to testify here? Researcher? Our researcher?
Thank you. It's Kashifa. Just looking at what has been given to the committee to consider today, on here.
Just following through on what can be given to the committee for consideration. So in terms of those ones, the city, that was for the previous financial year. Issues pertaining to what the current tax is. But because this is a transitional arrangement, what Gary has done is analyze vote one, specifically in terms of the committee's mandate. Office of the Rights of the Child, Office of the Status of Women, Office of the Status of Disabled Persons. So there can be a mandate coming from the committee in relation to what has come out of the EA in relation to leave, but notwithstanding and acknowledging that the individual arrangement and the introduction of community partners and humanities as in for both the humanity and children and persons with disabilities. It has been brought to the briefing of the committee that these special programs within the next financial year would fall under the new ministry. But for the sake of both ones and the presidency, we'd be giving commentary and debate around program 3 with regards to the three offices, the OOC, the OSW, and the OSDP. Thank you.
I think that says a lot. But if I just look at the wording, that of the department, you know, how should we put that down? Kashifa, could you wrap that up? Put my foolish up to that. Are you going to check that? Or do you have to just do something while you're explaining?
No. My apologies.
Now I'm not being sarcastic because I can't let know while she is busy. Yes, Kashima. How do you think she put it? Because I think it's coming out of when. Because by default, one must be fast. It must be fast. We can't just leave it hanging because of the new ministry. Yes, Kashima.
Can I, hearing from the commission, suggestion be that one, Gary goes through what are the key issues in both ones in relation to the OOC, OSDP, and OSW. The committee members are engaged with those issues, and much of what Gary will speak to relates to what his officers spoke to last time. So yes, they spoke about their past achievements, but they also said we've got 2 million. So between the three, there was a sum of, I think, 10 million,
nine million,
which included the three offices and something called the chief type at the time. So members can engage with what Gary has to say and then acknowledge that in terms of, until the new department is established, what the implications are for the special programs to be transferred within under the new department. So maybe one of 2 things, Gary would go through what the key issues were, the committee then can look at them or what are the additional questions for clarification and then look at in terms of a summary, in terms of adopting and going forward for the ACC for both ones, what is the agreement in terms of the committee key concerns, and then make the link to in terms of the introduction of the new department to communicate about the president the way forward.
Fine. I'll agree with you, Gary, we just speak to just highlight the key points. And then while he's highlighting key points, will you the researcher just help the coordinator, you know, you do something to that the consumption comes through that this key is what we take them forward. Thank you. Jerry, it won't take long, see, we only need 5 minutes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
have a little table, and I would like to point out that it's actually highlighted that this is really a nominal increase in the real increase. The nominal increase came out to be prevalent in many other things on the project to that program, but the real increase took into account inflation as well. So the EMC sometimes uses these terms interchangeably, and it's formative. One would get confused about these different terms, and after a while you have no idea what you're talking about. But just to highlight that, we also need to take into account inflation as well. So if one has to look at the difference here, and show the column, you'll see that the two, for 08 and 09, going up to 09 and then 10 again, there seems to be a sort of 900,000 increase in terms of the budget of that program, which takes into account the OSW, OSPC, and ORC. If one looks at the nominal percent increase there, it's 6.43. After one takes into account inflation, it's less than 1%. Now, in terms of going from just the sort of office to a fully fledged ministry, which is what the minister and the staff came to say at the first meeting, that's what they're going to work with. Less than 1% increase as a champion of persons with disabilities, women and children, and youth, that is absolutely nothing. How are we going to facilitate all these different things? It comes down to less than 10 million. How are we going to work with that smaller amount of money? Also, what's problematic is that there was no annual report for the federal money. So why couldn't we engage the performance? So this is a very superficial assessment, essentially, of the coordinator of all these government programs in terms of how does it go to the Department of Labor and how do they maintain gender, maintain disability in that department. It's very difficult to assess that performance of this very important department. Secondly, one has to look at the budget of the table in terms of this program, but also in terms of the new sub-ministry established in the presidency, national planning and monitoring and evaluation. If it's going to be a separate ministry, how do they fall or how do they feature within that specific function? Seeing as this ministry plan, how are we going to monitor that thing? How are we going to monitor well, that is a very problematic area. Secondly, we have the National Youth Development Agency, which is still, and I don't know much about Mark put it out, that is still within the president. So that is true. And if one then looks at the current just below the head of the National Youth Commission, if that program is still in existence and there's still a 1.12% increase in the appropriation for that program, why is that appropriation still happening if it's a merger between the UYS and the National Youth Commission? If there's a new agency that has been created, why don't we look at those increases in appropriation over the next year in light of the merger? And secondly, the ENE specifically mentioned that over the medium term, the appropriation, it does not mention whether it's real or whether it's nominal increase, but the appropriation, the increase in the appropriation to that specific program, in light of the merger, increases by 6.6%. The median term is over 3 years. How long does the NYBA envisage the establishment of the agency to take? If it's 3 years, then why is there such a big increase to this agency? That's one of the things that we commit to take into account. And then on page 6, I just highlighted again specific issues or considerations that committee can take question or debate on its own. And one of the important issues here is that the presidency has not given or submitted to Parliament 2008 an annual report in September. That is how we monitor the performance if the actual report card is not in existence. Secondly, one of the issues also is there is an appropriation to the communications program, which is in the change page verse number 3, the last paragraph there. Write up top of the table again, and the second program is start up for convention. And the second people would like to extend the convention through Ito and through newsletters, electronic bulletins, etc. Now, it's quite a huge job, and they need to extend that program quite considerably. If one has to look at something lower in the 6.5%, the real percent increase is just over 1%. If they can extend the communication program, how is that going to happen with the 1% real increase? Then again, page number 6. In light of the very small percent increase to the effective coordination of their disability and children, how does the presidency aim to maintain and coordinate those issues in terms of their disability and children and youth into focal points, particularly in the office of premier and mayor, because that is where the effective coordination is. The executive coordination goes, it goes all the way to local government. With that 4% increase, how are they going to coordinate that? In terms of policy implications, why has to consider the formation of the National Youth Development Agency in light of the continuing appropriation, the continued increase in appropriation to the National Youth Commission in light of the merger? Also then, what members could consider, if you're on page 7, is the establishment of the monitoring and evaluation policy in light of the OSW, the OSDP, and the ORC, the new planning ministry, or the planning commission, in light of such vital groups, and then as well as the actual ministry, how will the budget dovetail from those specific things and from the offices to an actual communication ministry, those are the things that the committee can take into account. Thank you.
The first question that I would like to ask our researchers, is there a commitment that works on the vote of the presidency? Is a committee in Parliament, because if we are just part of the committee.
I just want to add to your next
question. Chairman, my knowledge now is not a specific committee. And usually it's motivated by individual members. And to my knowledge, there's not a specific committee within the parliamentary committee structure. It's not something we deal with the president.
What do you mean by that?
Because to me, this is problematic. Because we did not receive anything from the presidency.
On the top of this,
Because to me, this is the next budget cycle. I mean, what I understood from what I said. I think these members are going to appear to me, it's probably just be a political situation, not legal. Like you said there on a presentation, political debate, when you speak about what women see, and how when the budget is considered for the next cycle, and inform strategic planning processes of the department, don't feel that you have raised to your debate, then inform those processes. To go and ask this question that I've been asking you, why is money to do it, and why you need it? I mean, the process of establishing the end, why the end is not quite here. So, I mean, the NYC is just wind up and so on. And I understand the trouble, financial concerns, and such as well. So I don't think the last presentation really helps much. And having said so, I am not sure you're taking into account what you just said. This would really depend on how you make a statement as it is all these questions really are taken to the commissioner for making a husband for what he's done. I think you should change the sentence to something else. Let's look how we formulate our portion. Because to me, we can't discuss something that we were not part of. It was not the briefing of this committee. Our brief was only to look at OSW. You know, the briefing of the committee name itself for the new ministry, and that is what we did. And the only thing there that we can talk is what we did. And I think the committee section will have to look at how this whole vote is going to be passed. Let's just listen to people speaking. Do you want to speak, Honourable Member? Just speak first, because I don't think you can take on things today that you don't know about.
I think that is correct. So let us just start quickly on recommendations, because I think what is coming through now is recommendations from outside on this new department that will be established. We just lead you in that direction. Is there anyone that would like us to speak with? Honorable Duncan?
Financial but it is one of the on that. I think that these considerations is very relevant to the 08-09 budget. So I think that we can use it as a committee. We can use that definitely, and then we can use the other viewpoint of in our speeches, just make general input with regard to Office on the Statement of Women, Office on the Statement of Children, and Office on the Statement of the Statement of Persons. But I've listened to what Dan said, and I've read through it again, and I think it is very relevant that we can make use of these considerations if some of us are going to participate in the debate. Thank you.
How do the other members feel? Because it's still a bit problematic. Because we only need a section. And the section that we have looked at, if you're looking at key considerations for coroner, will be only from bullet point 5. Because we can't speak ably on communication. We can't speak ably on monitoring and evaluation. We can't speak ably on training. So I think the considerations that we can take into consideration would be in terms of the oversight. It would be important for foreigners to explain their skills. So those are the considerations that we do, only on our section. I think every member just turns with you see, the background is that we are the committee of youth, women, children and disability. And the only thing that we considered was, you know, when it comes to the old OSW, the Office on the Status of the Disabled, the Office on the Status of Children, and then the Office on Youth. And it normally has the National Youth Development Agency here, for the so part of the building. That was the only thing that we considered. But today we are faced with the whole budget of the building. And we didn't consider the budget. We looked at just the annual report of, that target group. And to, if a person looks at, what should that be? Because if you look at provinces, they have a committee that oversights the premier budget. But we have a committee like this that only oversights that portion. And now since we don't have it at national, and we are put to us that we have to cross the budget tomorrow, the whole presidency. And I'm not sure, how to take place, because this year has to be discussed at another level on how it will be done. Because the only thing that we can speak to is the portion we look at. And I think the coordinator of the committee was quite coming with it. Because I think it's only this that we have to pass. And I think we have to go backwards and look at the wording. And see how can we just look at it and say, because we already said it's program three. It's just what? Program three on because there they have policy coordination and all that. I think it's the policy program. And within the policy program, we only looking at two items. And there are two items that are not there. So I think to cut a long story now short, let us, not look at this, and rather look at what the coordinator was. And then, see what they do there, madam.
Thank you, Chief. My advice to the committee is to take a report on areas that it has considered.
Mm-hmm.
to quantify the 14 materials that we have not considered that we feel can help us send it. We want to give you an idea why those materials are helpful in seeing about the areas that we have time to look at. So the report is report on this that we had a rider. The rider that will say the committee did not have enough time to look at this particular area for whatever reason. So that the house is fully aware, even when we adopted that particular part of the board, that this is what the committee has done, this is the outstanding. And if the committee wants to do that, even after the part of the board has been finalized, we can speak with you and you can look at the other areas that have been outstanding.
What is important here that the members are the backbone. We are the committee of women, children, disability, and youth. That is our legal status. But we do not have the legal status of being a committee for the presidency. I think that is what people are arguing. That's why I said we can debate the way we want to, yeah. But this will have to take them to a higher, just as higher than us.
Thank you, can I have a phone call? As much as I not the portfolio responsible for president, the presiding officer in terms of the rules respects the budget vote through the committee. And the instruction there was that consider and support. So based on that, in terms of the rules, and the committee to have the status to report on the budget vote. But now what can happen is that we can indicate that I'm saying we have a right of say, as a committee, we'll only be able to look at this and this and this. But on this part, we couldn't, for whatever reason that the committee is put in place. Because you are expected to report in terms of the rules and of parliament and in terms of the presiding officer's instructions.
I think that is important that was said. And then, as you said, we slide. Because what is important, my problem is that vote has to be passed. You know, it has to be passed. And even if you are unaware of the fact that we have to do everything, the honor still lies on us to see that this vote is passed. Will people just tell me how we can move forward now?
And we are not saying anything about things that don't quite speak to what you want to do, and then you say you must be cut like that, surely you will end up with 2 million even for next year. That's why I was saying, you know, you have to speak politically to the budget. You know, politically to the budget was number one.
I'm asking you,
and I'm not quite sure who is speaking. The planning
commission is a
speaking one of the
schools.
Yes,
I think
next one, I can go out now and inform the frequency that has responded to the problem and tell you in terms of the change of the patient. In the next question, I can provide that information. But also, I was going to say, in terms of this cycle, for when the community gives the report, how would you propose that in terms of background, that's one paragraph, that indicates that currently this is the name of the community. And the Bible book that is going to say to the community is the Bible book of the president. And what are the implications of that when the community was considering the Bible book and the challenges that were there? So that whoever is looking at this report will have that background and understand why some of the areas the committee colleagues consider when it comes to the whole budget.
I agree. Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, correct the way you put that either. Now let's take Manda and that out. People are going to sit here all together as a senior. We won't be able to do that. That will actually be done now by the researchers and coordinators. And then I think at 2 o'clock, before we go to plenary, that is a place where we can just come together, that we can look at this and pass it through. And then the only thing that people have to remember now is our opposition to that people actually speak tomorrow. You know, like the opposition will decide, you know, the DA will speak for them. Unless they want folks to speak within the number of minutes that are given to you. And then our other opposition party, so you'll have to make a decision on what you're going to speak. And as you said, that will be more political. Because you don't really have a substance, a budget to go forward with. Our people speak, is that a correct summary I might speak? On the move. I know it's continuity, but we have to be honest with each other.
I think in college, where we are now, there's a certain context in the
text,
or certain challenges are presented before. Then we must then say, given the challenges, what is the best solution to our position in the context? And I think one area that is area of speaking on and I think the other area is official situation right now for us. But I don't think for us now it's critical to know who is from the thing. As long as some wish from the but coming back to us today, the response that the broad response that we present must make sense to the third party.
Yes,
who is not part of us,
yes.
Or who is going to be and then we must be able to move with the general so that they understand. And then we must also identify the shortcomings and speak to the shortcomings to say, in view of these identified shortcomings, this is how we propose they be addressed so that the house has gone, you know, that scenario, so that they give us another chance of in future.
And then that we can adopt that vocal. You know, because it gets money.
We can
make quality. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that. So we're changing our researcher back, our service back, and our coordinator. That's the work on these communities policy. Will we have it earlier at 2 o'clock or must make it to that 2 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, just with a message on our phone, to say that we need to in this venue, then we can just leave the plenary just to come to adopt what is being asked. And then people will know tomorrow, you know, the way they're going to be. Is that important?
Yes,
And we'll speak like you tomorrow on the presidency, on the portion of the week. Because I see a photo to the register, you people who have to be for you. You do have people from ICCC.
Pardon?
They are just people from ICCC.
Now, the other member was with you in this photo.
So, question, I think let us go on at 2 o'clock. Because we don't need to have this confusion. Because we know what is the overtime. So, we only speak to that portion of youth, women, children, and disabled. Because we have a broader picture within the ACC. And then the chairperson of this committee will have to give that broader picture, you know, to plenary. And then we speak politically on other points. Am I correct? But I don't want to confuse you. Because I think that what Gary drew up is something that's very good. I like his the recommendations at the back. But then the chairperson itself can look at those things. And then speak to what seems to the ICC that everyone has clarification. And then as we debate politically, we push for the passing of the vote. Yes, sir, I'm for
dancing. Thank you. Can I just ask whether anybody can say which other standing committee portfolio committee has received minutes to speak on the presidency on the vote on both
yeah,
ones, other than this committee.
I know she just wants to know, besides us as committees, as a matter of interest, are there other committees that receive something to speak on in the presidency?
I don't know by heart, but in terms of the summer, I believe it was referred to this committee. I will tell you there's another committee. Because there is that possibility.
There could be a possibility.
By 2 o'clock, I'm sure you should.
Yeah. So 2 o'clock is coming back. 2 o'clock is coming back. Yes. And I will take a release of it on our cell phone. Where is going to? That because that part was at the bottom to the SEC. Because that is important. And then, as I said, you know, the way it should have turned out, the way you're going to see. I'd like to thank the members for the information I have.